Blog Talk Radio.
That's about right. That's a mellow tone. Set it off the pace. You know, about to rock with Mr. Riz. What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening? What's good? What's good?
Chilling. No doubt. Shay, you in the crib? You in the house? What's happening?
What's up? How y'all doing? Happy Sunday.
Yeah, we did the whole New Year's thing already, right? We already here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we already here. Yeah. I can take it. No
we
doubt,
did.
Man. How's New Year working out for y'all? Is good money?
So far, so good. So far.
Happy New Year, Riz. I spoke to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Thank
happy
you,
New Year to you.
Optimistic. Optimistic. Now, Dig, now, you know they, you know how they say, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus?
Yeah.
You ever heard that bullshit? Well, I think if men are from Mars, women are from the boondocks. I mean, because I don't have a, I don't understand y'all
the boondocks?
Sometimes.
The boondocks.
Yeah, y'all got to be from the boonies, like, out there,
the
you know.
Boondocks.
I mean, listen, I mean, but this is just a man's perspective. You know, we're not conditioned to completely understand you. We're just supposed to, like, find a way to cohabitate peacefully, you know. So, you know, the only guy that's really going to 100% understand a woman is a guy who pees sitting down. And unfortunately, that's just not my cup of tea. You dig what
and
I'm saying?
And even then, he ain't gonna.
No, you can still pee sitting down. I've seen it done before.
That's not what I meant.
Matter
of
fact, next movie review, we'll talk about penitentiary. Jeannie was peeing sitting down. It's been documented. It can be done. Not that I've tried it, but I've seen it. You know, that's the real right there for y'all party peeps. I don't understand, like, what motivates y'all? Like, dig this. Like, all right, I'm a guy, and I'm in a club, right? This is a scenario. And we'll just see the man-woman perspective, right? I'm in a club, and I see a hot chick. And I want to talk to her, right? Now, there's different personality types of men that will deal with it. But initially, the man will want to get that woman, all right? And if he does not get that woman, you know, he is going to actually settle for a lesser being and exit the
club.
I'm not saying it's the best decision to make, but we're just talking about what men do. You know, not even all men, but let's just say men do look, we do go to clubs, you know, every now and again. We do see a nice-looking woman, and we'll sit there and we'll be like, you know what? That's a good look right there. I can finish this beer with her just a little bit closer to me. You dig? Now, and now, from a woman's perspective, now, see, a woman will play coy. Now, a woman being there, she'll see a guy, and she'll act like he does not exist. You can know, well, from what he's getting, he's not getting any burn. It's like, for some reason, you guys shut those rays off, you know, for us to catch those pheromones floating in the air. You cut it off, strategically, of course, because, you know, you do want to get this guy. It's very easy for you to actually reel a guy in. So women, usually, when they go to the club, they can pick whoever they want. You know, they can actually pick whoever they want. Because,
well,
you know,
depends on the
that
woman,
one girl.
Really.
What do you mean?
It depends on the woman. It depends on how, you know, hot or not she is.
Listen.
Because you got a 10. Bite. Yeah, she could pick and choose. You got a 7. Yeah, she could probably pick and choose 2. A 5, maybe toward the end of the night. But you got like a 1, 2, or 3. She can't really pick or choose.
Yeah, she can. If she go up under that strobe light and do some splits in the dark, she'll get somebody. She'll get somebody. Listen, a strobe light can make a bad situation wonderful. It could turn a two-step into a whole nutcracker scene.
Toward the end of the night, depending on how many drinks. You know, you got them beer goggles, you know.
Well, yeah, you know how that works. The more you drink, the better you look, you dig? So, I mean, it might work out that way.
Word up.
I've been in that situation before where I've been in a nightclub and I've spotted somebody, some unsavory looking female, and the more I drank, the more she started to look like Roseanne Barr to me, you know? And it was love. It was love at first, at last Heineken, you know?
Oh my God.
I mean, I've been there. I really don't understand that. Now, maybe you can help me understand this because you happen to be a person who pee sitting down.
I do.
Now, when you're in a club, let's say you're in a club, you see a guy that you're feeling, how do you approach, what is your technique as to making that happen, to making that connection happen? How do you work your floor?
Okay, first of all, I do not approach men because I'm kind of old-fashioned like that. So if you want me, you got to come get me. I'll give you a look. I'll check you out. I'll catch your eye, but I'm not going to walk up to you. That's got to be all you. That's got to be all you.
So you just throw subtle hints and expect him to just bite the hook?
I will throw my shine toward you, and if you catch it, you catch it. And if you don't, you're lost.
So would he be able to smash that at the end of the night?
I'm sorry, say again?
I said, would he be able to smash at the end of the night?
It depends on how much I'm feeling him.
Okay. But that option...
You have his shirt open.
If I'm not,
he has
don't have your shirt
horn,
open.
His Italian horn exposed.
Please,
comes
what?
Over to you and whatnot.
You're like a porn star,
baby,
dude.
Baby, please.
That sounds like Jeremy. That sounds like fucking Ron Jeremy, man.
With a thick mustache talking about, bam, chicken, now. No, I don't think so.
Nah, hey, I don't know what club that is, bro.
Come here often.
No,
that's
you need to be nah, just smooth, sexy. Chill, bald head. Just
bald head?
Put together. Most of the time.
Oh, you got an issue with hair?
I don't have an issue with it, but that's just, it attracts my attention.
You like
and
bald head?
I have nice eyes. I do.
I hear you. No, listen, I'm not opposed to that. I think bald heads is the truth. Actually, I represent all the skull dudes, powder the people.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean?
Power there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not saying that dudes with hair can't get it, but it depends on how slick you are.
Because
Idris
Elba has a full head of hair, you know.
It's a full. It's not a full head, but
well, he has a mohawk,
right, so
he has a hairline and no bald spots.
We'll go with a low cut. Okay. We'll go with like a bald head to a low cut because, Idris, he could get it. Idris could get it just by snapping his fingers.
Oh, that's what. Also, anyway. So you would approach Idris, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
she's
right.
the exception to that
sloppy
rule.
Fans. You're definitely a sloppy
no,
fan. That's awesome.
No,
I like your style.
It wouldn't be sloppy.
No, it has to be sloppy.
Something might be sloppy,
like
but it wouldn't be that.
Yeah, exactly. We call that, see, the brothers call that, now this is explicit talk party, people. Now, we all grown. Now, we call sloppy top. Sloppy top is a whole other, thing right there. And that's basically when you get a Slurpee. If you don't know what a Slurpee is, ask your old lady and she'll work it out for you. Can you dig it? Now, a sloppy top Slurpee is one with much vigor. With much energy, and it's very enthusiastic. It's a very wonderful thing. Her and that particular device that instrument that she's working with have a wonderful rapport with each other. And, there's sound effects, there's waterworks. It's a beautiful thing. So sloppy top basically is that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, definitely. I do understand where you're coming from.
It's an art form.
Ms. Shea. I would agree. I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
It's an
I
art
think
form.
That you should never... approach given head From a woman's perspective, I would know, but I'm just saying from a receiving end, you should never approach it like it's something you don't want to do. If it's something you don't want to do, then I don't suggest you
do it. Don't do it.
If you, if,
no, don't do it.
You know what
don't,
I mean?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Give
that's
them that vote
that's
of
making
confidence,
us all look
Shay.
Bad.
Exactly. Help
don't,
them out.
Yeah,
them out
don't,
because,
if,
yes.
If you don't want to do it, don't do it, because that makes everybody look bad. And
I dig that.
And I ain't looking bad.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. But
yeah,
you keep putting in that good work. You know, you keep putting in that good work.
Oh, I do. Trust me. I do.
You should do. Maybe you should. I mean, hey, if it's that serious, maybe you should put out a tape or make an instructional video. There's people that need direction as far as this is concerned.
I was actually thinking about, I had gone into this store down in the Village one time. I forget the name of it. And it's one of them sex shops. And they had these little pamphlets that said they had classes on oral sex. And I was
really,
like,
did you go?
No, I didn't go. I was thinking maybe I should teach a class.
Oh, I hear that. Wow. Oh, okay. All right. I hear that. Wow. You're going to get a whole bunch of fans now, you know, talking this
reckless.
I'm
just saying.
Okay. No, I can take it. No, I fully support your endeavors. I mean, take it in the face. Why don't you? Expand your thorax. you know. Definitely, you know, go for the throat.
On.
I mean, do your thing, you know. And you know, don't get me wrong, because it's not a one-way street, party people. Fellas, y'all got to lay in that. Y'all got to put in that work as well. You definitely got to put in that work. I believe that, it, you know, it's an equal playing field. All the work shouldn't be on you. All the work shouldn't be on you, ladies.
No.
You know, I mean, you know, we do have to, you know, do our end. You know, I mean, but how would you like that to play out? Let's just say we're on an equal playing field here. What would you think would be the perfect compliment to your sloppy top?
Just honestly, I get so hot by it. That, and we are all adults here, right? If it's right and he's enjoying it as much as I know he will. I enjoy it just as much, and I could actually have an orgasm just by giving it. But then you just have to fuck me. Then you just have to fuck me.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding. Yeah. She's won. She won the wow. That's heavy explicitness, party people. Wow.
Sorry.
You asked for it. You got it. You dig. Okay. I'm not mad at you. Okay.
You
okay.
Asked me
so basically, the follow
answer.
Up to sloppy top would be getting a good scraping. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Mhm.
I can
most definitely.
I can dig it. So okay. Now we're getting to understand a little bit. Okay. Maybe you're not necessarily from the boondocks, but you're a block away. You know what I'm saying? Men are not. Dig. The funny thing is that men aren't really complicated as far as women are concerned. You guys can read men very well.
No, but you know what? You know? I'm not your average female. So,
what the fuck makes you different? How are you different?
I think I might have just said so.
Well, listen. You see, you got a horn and you tooting the shit out of it. But what I'm gonna tell you right now is this gonna come, may come to a surprise to you. But there's a couple of, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a handful of women on your page. You ain't
sure.
Only one.
Oh, absolutely.
You understand? There's a lot of dedicated people out there. You know, that's very loyal to their craft.
Yep.
There's some
of
them that's using their superpowers for evil, too, like Superhead. She's using her powers for evil. Okay, and I've seen her work before, and that was phenomenal. That was a phenomenal show she put on, you know. I'm pretty sure it was a day Mr. Marcus would never forget. Listen, it's not about what you saw her doing. It's about what happened to him while she was doing it. This man, his soul was being tampered with. You understand?
Uh-huh.
I've never seen nothing like that before.
He saw it coming out of his eyes. I meant his soul,
Yes, it was a wrap. He had an out-of-body experience in like three to 4 minutes. That's heavy. You know, if it was an act, fine. If it wasn't, listen, she's talented. She's talented. I don't know what she was doing. I mean, you know, but she was working it out, you know. Shout-outs to, what's the girl's name again?
Karen?
We call her Superhead.
Isn't it Karen?
What's her name? Riz, you know her name?
Isn't it Karen something?
I think it is Karen because, you know, she got a start with Coogee Rap. And I don't know, when I read the book, it always, I know I spoke about it before, but it always behooves me that she said that he used to force her to give him oral sex. And he used to pound her throat out so much that her nose would bleed. Now, that right there was just, it was much, it was a bit too much for me. You understand? But my thing is, if your throat has been traumatized that much by Coogee Rap's penis, why are you in the celebrity spotlight giving sloppy top to every celebrity on the planet and telling about it?
That's just,
you know, I don't know. Either he started her Kickstarter campaign, or, you know, somebody's not telling the truth here. Karen Steffens. That's her name.
Karen Steffens. Yeah. And see, I said that's Karen or Stephanie. Yeah, Karen Steffens.
Yeah. Exactly. You were half right both times. Yeah, she's definitely a rare talent. She's a rare talent. And, you know, you often have to give a shout out to, what's her name? From Deep Throat. What's the girl's name? Linda Lovelace.
Oh. Linda Lovelace.
Linda Lovelace. She had a very horrible, horrible story. I read the book. It was horrible.
Uh-huh.
She went through a lot. She went through a lot.
Well,
but
the majority of those
performance
women
artist.
Did.
Yeah. They were abused, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about
majority
abused women here. You know, we're talking about, you know, in a committed relationship or a one-night stand, whatever you prefer. Me, I would prefer...
Right.
A committed relationship of some sort, not like a one night stand. That's just so. I mean, at the age we are now, it's just not a good look, you know. You know, for old folk to be running around here dry humping each other on a whim. You know, you need some kind of, you know, you need some kind of conversation. You got to have some kind of connection, you know, for things to happen. You know what I mean? But when they do happen, so you know, you don't want to have a bad situation. Because
right.
you're never going to go back for more. You know what I mean? It's like, it could have been great, but something was missing. And a lot of times, it might be communication. You know, if you like sloppy top, why not ask for it? You know?
Exactly.
You sit there waiting in the rafters, you will never get it. So, party people, please communicate with your mate. That's number one. Communication is the key.
Right.
And not only that, as Shay put it, after sloppy top, she likes to get pounded out. And that is basically, you know, the kickstart of your session. But please, party people, no batteries included. Only consenting adults.
Awesome.
Play safe at home. Oh, okay, okay. If you're lonely, I guess you could put a battery in it. They got the wind-up ones, too. You know, it has a generator. It's all good, you know. Listen, I'm pro anything that gets you right. If it gets you right, I'm happy for you. You understand? You know. So, you know, let me ask you something. Okay, so what's a no... All right, we did the no-fly zone, right?
We did.
Did the no-fly zone. Okay. Now, all right, as far as you know, because we're talking about sex topic, and of course you're giving a female perspective, but we're not gonna just keep it one-sided, you know. Let's transfer some of that obligation to myself. Is there anything you want to ask me as far as a man's opinion is concerned, Shay? Or Mr. Riz, of course?
Let me think on that. Let me marinate on that for a minute.
No, don't marinate. You getting sloppy. You getting sloppy
it's
with
good,
it. No,
but it's good.
We don't
I
need
marinate.
You marinating nothing leaking all over the place now.
Yeah.
get it together. Get it together. All right. Get it together.
You don't want me leaking all over the place, really? I mean,
what's the point then? That's biohazardous waste on my end of the spectrum. Can you dig it? But I'm pretty sure there's somebody that would appreciate you. You know. Matter of fact, you know, not dig it. Now, Mr. Riz, if you're
yes,
in a club
sir.
And you see a chick you dig, and you know, I mean, this is like that chick. Now, how do you work that? Do you approach this chick? You buy a drink? How does that work?
No, I'm buying a goddamn drink. walk over there, you know.
Damn, Riz, cheap motherfucker, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you won't give Riz no buy you no drink. He's thirsty, the motherfucker in the club.
You
better ask
him. Why can't you give me a drink? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? We equal opportunity. When I go over there, you know, you start conversing with her, you start talking with her, and then maybe after a while you buy a drink. But you don't just, you know, how come she can't have buy you a drink? You know what I'm
why
saying?
Why she don't have a drink already? Is she broke?
Exactly. You know, what the fuck? I'm not a fucking beverage distributor person. What the fuck?
See, now,
you just said
you start talking to her first, and then maybe you'd buy her drink. So that's cool. That's straight. But when
yeah,
you first
kick
said,
it
I ain't buying
her you,
a drink.
You rapid taste about a couple of things, and then perhaps you buy her a drink, or she buy you a drink. But, you know, be like, hey.
Or y'all buy each other a drink. You have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, something power. Like that, you know. But you don't be like, yo, I'm buying you a fucking
somebody
drink.
Somebody get around.
Fuck out of here, man. Be doing
somebody
that,
get
man.
Around the drinks. I can dig it. I can dig it. That works. And, but you got to understand, alcohol loosens that tongue. It loosens that tongue. Don't take it the wrong way, party people.
It does.
I think
it does.
It makes people talk. You kind of like let your guard down a little bit. You know, you're not on the uptight. You know, and you can keep it authentic a little bit. So, you know, you get those couple of drinks, you sit at that bar, and you can figure out if you got a little connection there. Now, this is not this is not dating one-on-one party, people. So if you got problems with women, fellas, you got to work on that. This ain't the show that's going to help you do that. We give you a little bit of insight, you know, but I'm just trying to figure out the whole female situation because they have a totally different approach to all types of things. Like, for instance, let's say I walk into a room.
I'm sorry, no request. Your line is breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Is it unbroken now?
A little technical difficulties, a little bit.
Okay. All right. No, never interrupt me again as I speak. Do you understand me?
Okay. I'm just going to let you keep on sounding like that then. Go ahead. Do you?
It was all authoritative. Don't worry about it. Now, let's say you walk into
a room. A little bit.
All right, let's see what we do. You walk. If a guy walks into a room and his old lady is getting dry humped by the plumber, right? according to the man code, somebody's got to pay for this insurrection. You understand?
Uh-huh.
It's no turning around, crying, and walking out, I'll never come back. Somebody has to limp out of there or be carried out. Something has to happen. As far as the man code, you know, happens. I mean, listen. It can go one way or the other. I mean, you can actually grab the guy, pull him out of your wife, unplug him from your wife, and start pummeling him and take a L. He might be a boxer, a prize fighter, and beat you butt naked in the house and ruin your whole day. You know what I'm saying? He can go with every which way. But if you have that man rage and you channel it correctly, I'm sure you can win. But that's how a man would handle it. Now, a woman, being the vindictive, nasty little creatures that you are, right? How would you handle that, Shay? You talking for
if
the women now.
If I walked in and saw my husband pounding out some chick in my crib.
Let's say he was pounding out the nanny.
I'm beating both their ass.
You would do what?
I'm beating both their ass.
You're going to beat a man and a woman up butt naked in the
both,
bed.
Both their ass.
That's that Lionel Richie joint, ain't it, yo?
Yeah.
If it's him with some chick I don't know, then he getting his ass whooped and she getting the fuck out of my house. But if it's some chick that know me, fuck out of here.
Chick that's your girl. That's supposed to be your ace boon coon.
She getting
she's
her
doing,
ass
and she's taking it in her ear.
She
that's
getting
pretty,
her
that's
ass
pretty heartbreaking.
Damn
that's
sure
pretty
is.
Heartbreaking. Yeah, I mean,
and he got
I mean,
a ball stuck in his mouth and shit with a leather mask on.
No,
sister
nervous.
Before the mister. Fuck that. Fuck
that's some crazy
here.
Shit be happening. And it'd be all sticks of butter around the room. What
that's
would you
why
do?
You
what the fuck
that's...
is you talking about?
What the fuck would you do?
I was
you said sticks of butter around the room.
Out,
wow, that sounds
yeah,
like
yo, what the fuck, man? Parquet with all that type of shit. What would you do?
Wow.
You just come home from work, you bring home the dinner. You got that Lou Rawls song in your mind. See you when you get there. And this motherfucker fucking up the crib. What would you do?
I would pack my shit and leave because that's one crazy motherfucker.
Well, you know that's right.
If she can have him.
You know
if she
right.
can have him.
That's great. Yeah, I think if, yeah, if you're working with sticks of butter with a ball in your mouth.
Sticks of butter, he
on.
Got a ball
yeah,
in his
yeah.
mouth and shit and he hitting in the air.
No, that's to you. To you, son.
Yeah.
Yo, you get ahead, money,
yeah.
man. I'm going to talk with you.
Not
you
a
stay
good
up,
deal.
Player.
Yeah.
That's not a good deal. Yeah. Not a good deal at all. Yeah, well, okay, so you basically tell me, but what is the alternative route that you could take in that particular situation, Shay?
The alternative route? There really is no alternative. If you... You sitting there, look, if you want to step out, then, you know, come to me. Tell me that there's something that's wrong in our relationship. Either we're going to try and fix it together or we not. And then we go our separate ways. If we have kids, then, you know, we do what we got to do for the kids. But if you just fucking some random hoe just to be fucking some random hoe, then that means you gonna keep doing it and keep disrespecting me, and then there is no alternative. Fuck out my life.
Wow, that's heavy. That's pretty heavy. You're
that's
the unforgiving.
Heavy.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, but listen, you gotta give, like, every now and again, right, in certain relationships, you know, shit goes awry, things happen, people, you know, make mistakes. You get passes in a relationship. What wouldn't
well,
you get a pass
but that's why
for?
I said if it's just some random hoe that you just that means it's just gonna keep happening. You bring in some random.
So you wouldn't give a guy
house?
A pass for that?
I think it depends on the relationship and the circumstances. But my first
but
instinct
is a possibility he could get a pass though, right?
There's always a possibility, but
okay.
It depends on the circumstances and it depends on the relationship. But my first instinct is going to be to whoop some ass. That's my first instinct.
That's emotional content right there. I hear that.
Right.
I hear
right.
that.
Right.
See, you sound like there is no flip side of the coin for you. See, there's a side B for me. I could actually either, you know, wow out, spaz out on the whole situation, or I can be a motherfucker.
You
know,
jump
because
in bed
it's
with
real
them?
Easy.
You gonna jump in bed with him?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Shit.
I would actually sit there and be quiet. You did. See, I didn't tell you what the B side was. See, the B side is real tricky. See, the B side, what I would do is, now, I would put a chair up against the door and close the door on their asses, right? As the chair is against the door, that means there's no escape. And then I would burn the fucking house down.
Turn that bitch into Happy Land.
Yeah, I would watch them naked, burnt-up motherfuckers jumping out the goddamn window. I would have to see that by myself. I would sit outside, smoke me a square, legs crossed on the top of my Buick, and just watch the smoke, you dig?
Wow.
Everything's going up in flames.
Yeah, motherfuckers frying.
My shit.
Look at
yeah.
you now.
And nowadays, you can tape it, film it, and all that stuff. Charge me with all this, and I burnt my own house down. I didn't know they was in it. You know, he don't live there. What the hell he
stuck.
Doing in there? You know, so party people, don't try that at home. I'm not condoning setting your house on fire. So don't say no request told you to do it. All right,
that's
I'm
some
just saying.
That's that Lopez shit right there.
That's some gangster shit, if you ask me. You're like fuck real estate. This is going up in flames, baby. You know,
it's
but,
going
you know,
down.
I'm
tired of this rap shit. That's what you said. I'm tired of this rap shit. You gone?
Yo, anybody see something? Yo, just not to cut everybody off, but for real. I have to say this because, you know, I felt kind of bad when I saw it. And these people need help because, for real, Salt and Pepper do not need to be doing an insurance commercial.
No, don't
that
push it.
Shit
please don't
push
smack
it. In the face. They look so stupid doing that.
It's
that
so pitiful.
Shit.
I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, it looked bad. It looked bad. It looked real bad. It looked
and
like, what's that little boy?
They're out of sync, too. They're not even in sync with each other.
It's
like they forgot their
own
choreography.
They don't need to be putting their saggy asses in those spandex and eight-ball jackets, dancing around some dude's lawn, talking about push it. Nah, bad business, man. Salt and Pepper, I understand you need to get a buck, but that's not the way to get it. You know, that's not the way to get it. Yeah, it's not a good look. Have you seen that, Riz?
Yes, I have.
That's a sad commercial.
I mean, hey, you do what they got to do and whatnot, man. It's just, I don't know, man.
Don't co-sign for that shit.
I didn't say I was co-signing. I said they just doing what they got to do. I didn't say I didn't agree with it. Like, hey, yeah, wear the jacket, hoes. No, I didn't say that. Come on, I'll give you one.
They got to go. They got to go. They get an L for that, straight up and down. They got a big-ass L for that. And
right.
I guarantee you, watch, gotta do it. They're going to do a comeback album off of that commercial. Watch.
Oh, no.
The push it, the remix. Yep, it's going to be bad. We have, Puffy and shit and that shit. The remix, and it's going to be whack. It's going to be whack. It's totally whack.
Pushing
sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that, Pepper. Yeah, no doubt. Whatever happened to homegirl? She's still married to Tretch or he dashed off?
No, he's with some other chick now. They've been separated for a long time.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, that was a
weird
divorce,
couple. Aren't they? They were married, right?
Yeah, they were married.
Yeah.
But they've been separated for a long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a very odd couple because she always had that tranny look to me. She didn't look normal. She looked kind of strange.
That looked like, you know, are you there
bug,
or what?
She was, Yo, let me tell you something. She was putting them hands on chicks, though. She was putting them hands on chicks. I heard Mary J. Blige caught an L behind that bullshit.
Really?
Messing around with Tress. That's how she got that scar on her forehead from like that chick from that group.
Say word.
Oh, you ain't know?
Mm-mm, all right,
I didn't know that.
Oh, real talk.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why she got that. She gave us something to remember her by, boy. She pushed it. Yeah, she pushed that foot in that ass, I'll tell you that much. She meant business that night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. That's,
that was, and that
I mean,
was,
I guess that's what happens.
And that was Pepper?
I don't know which one is which. The one that looked like a tranny? Yeah, her.
That's Pep.
Not the cute one that Herbie was rocking with.
Oh, okay.
That Tretch was rocking with.
That was
Herbie,
a good
Herbie had
looking dude. That trapezoid looking motherfucker, man.
Yeah, he was a weird guy. He was a weird guy, Herbie, but, you know. It's funny if you look at the producers, right, over the years, they always smashing the artists, man. You know, I mean, look at even with Berry Gordy,
not,
Diana Ross.
That's
been a
bunch the request. That's because that's easy pussy, that's why.
There you go.
I guess so, right? So I'm going to make you
it's
a star, but
pussy.
You got to let me smash.
Yeah.
No,
it's been like that through the whole time.
Of
yeah.
course.
Look at Missy
pussy.
Elliott and Tweet.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Look, Irv Gotti and Ashanti. I mean, you know,
oh, he was
the list goes on.
Yeah.
Yo, man, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, you look at these producers, they have these chicks they putting on, singing and everything. Now, T.I. got his Izzy, whatever the hell her name is, Agnamis, or whatever her name is. Iggy,
please
you know, like
Iggy
Australian.
Azalea. The white girl. Iggy Azalea.
I'm not saying he smashed it. I'm just saying it happens. You know, you can follow the course of history. We know what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully T.I. didn't, but I'm looking
it's
at what he's going home to, too. You know, that's kind of nervous, you know.
Yeah, I
don't
get
that.
That
thing he got waiting in the house is kind of nervous. Yeah, she looked bugged out. She
I
looked
don't
bugged
understand
out. Biggie knew it. Biggie
but
knew
you,
it. He spoke on it.
What?
He was the first one to speak on it.
She wouldn't be so bad if she would just, like, tone it down. Like, tone down the hair, tone down the makeup. Just tone it down.
Shorty
she
wouldn't
be so
bad. Brand new eyeballs.
Yeah,
who does that?
Somebody
look,
who's
eyeballs.
Not happy with the way she looks.
Contact lenses. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Blood
yeah.
implants, boob
mm-mm.
implants, whatever they're doing. It's
not,
just crazy.
She ain't happy
ahead.
With the way she looks.
What
not
I don't
happy
get, man,
with the way she looks.
It's not a good look, though. It's not sexy. These disproportionate women, they have these gigantic asses, these tiny thighs.
Mm-hmm.
It looks horrible. It looks really bad.
Yeah.
You know, if you take two toothpicks and stick it in a potato, that's exactly what they look like. That's in some stilettos. You just put it in some stilettos. That's exactly what they look like. K. Michelle looks like an alien. Idris, how did you ever smash that alien-looking chick?
Hey, I don't get it, easy.
Well, easy. He smashed that. I didn't smash it.
I know, but we
How's
don't need
that
to talk
list?
About
First of all,
it.
You're an A-list guy. You smashed a Z-list chicken head.
They
all
were
day,
doing.
You get charges.
He was directing her, whatever video or something.
Yep. Right.
They were doing something like professionally together, and it just happened.
It just happened.
Whatever.
That's you make it sound so casual. Like it just happens. You know, I just fell into
been.
The pussy. You know, it just happened.
So they don't have no relationship.
No, they didn't have a relationship. They were just fucking.
According to her, she's boiling out on radio station, crying up a storm and whatnot. You know? And how you don't have a relationship with somebody, but she kind of got pregnant. Kind of almost had a baby.
Oh, shit.
How is that?
Who got pregnant?
Out.
No, she
did got
not.
Pregnant.
Stop
yes, she
it.
Did.
I didn't
what?
Hear that. When did you hear that?
You did? Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I never
okay.
heard her
well,
say that.
Right. Okay, I want to have food
no,
to the fire. Maybe not.
No, he was the woman, his girlfriend was pregnant at the time. Or they found out that she was pregnant while he was smashing Kim Michelle. That's why they broke it off. Because his girlfriend.
Because she was
pregnant?
Pregnancy makes you stop cheating? Heavy.
I guess so.
Heavy. What a noble
mm-hmm.
cause. Yo,
hey.
Man, listen. She's pregnant now. I can't smash you no more. I mean, it's been going on for 6 years, but she's pregnant now. Can't do it, baby. I don't get that. I don't get it. But, I mean, it's cool, whatever the case may be. I'm sure his old lady is happy he stopped smashing K. Michelle, you know.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure, yo, it's, first of all, I can imagine. Now, imagine you being an unknown person, and you got this bad, like, this bad chick with you that the whole planet want to dig out. You know, that shit is pressure. You understand? Could you imagine what that girl's going through that he's working with? Everybody want to smash her man? Everybody? And dudes is giving him a cosign? Come on, she got pressure. She got pressure. You know, she got pressure, most man.
Definitely.
She got a lot to deal with, man. That's
most
hard,
definitely.
Man. Yeah, that's like having like the baddest chick at the party and whatnot. You can't even leave her for 5 seconds. You got to snuff somebody.
I'll fight every night for the love of my black woman.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, Joe Duke. I just walked away 5 minutes. You see me walk in with her. Why are you standing there? Why is your penis out? What the fuck is going on, dude? You know, so it's like.
But
you
also
got to
think about this, DJ, in the request.
What's up?
Like, obviously, the bruh must have made this motherfucker feel kind of comfortable to do something disrespectful like that. I mean, that might sound...
Not necessarily.
I mean, a lot of cases,
no. You're
correct. A lot of that dudes is just dickheads, but the chick must have done something for a motherfucker to think he can approach like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Nah, come on. Riz.
Nah, listen. Yeah. You in a club?
Listen.
Dudes
wait,
out
up,
of pocket, man.
Riz, if you got some chick who's out there and she just pushing it in your face, just because you got wifey at home, that means that you're not going to touch it?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, but I'm just saying, like, if the dude is with the chick, and motherfucker,
right.
What DJ No Request is talking about, this is what I'm talking about. Dude is with the chick, and motherfuckers is all checking out. Yeah, she bad and all that, and she the one and everything, but motherfuckers still have that boundary set up, unless they just straight up disrespecting money. But a lot of times, chicks, like you said, they give them that come hither look and shit. You know, that should be happening.
Men will do almost anything for a good piece of pussy.
This is true, but
I've
mean,
seen it done.
No,
I've
like I said,
but you know
a lot of times, motherfuckers is assholes. Motherfuckers is assholes.
Yeah,
but
nine times
a lot
out of ten,
times,
it's
chick
not
could,
what you
know,
what
they got
it's not the package,
something.
Man.
But the woman is the one who's putting it out there for the dudes to look at her. Because if a woman makes it known, like, that's my man, and you can't even, don't even look in my direction, then she's going to put that face on and be like, don't mess with me.
She's going to put that
looking,
spray her scent.
Exactly. If she's looking, yeah. Then you're going to know she's
well,
looking.
Fuck with my
like,
shit,
ooh,
or you fucking
wait, hold
die
on.
A horrible
I'm with,
death.
I'm with Young Berg, right? But hold up, wait a minute. There's Diddy over there. Wait a minute, hold on. He's checking me out. So, hello, bye, Young Berg. I'm going over to Diddy. So I don't care who you are. I'm just gonna be. I'm gonna better myself, supposedly, by going to the next level up. That's what chicks do.
Wow.
Fucked
well,
up,
you gotta understand. That's a career move right now. You know, most chicken heads are looking for they looking for the come up. You know, and
no,
you know Berg is a stepping stone
girl.
Dude.
Actually, Young Berg, homegirl that was with him, she just left his ass for Floyd Mayweather. That Masika
yeah, exactly. He's probably going to buy a couple
left.
Minks in a car. And,
mm-hmm. Just left his ass for Floyd Mayweather.
I don't get that, though. I don't get that. These recycled hoes in Hollywood and in the music industry. Dude, you messing
but
with
they
a girl.
But they're not wifing them. But they're not wifing them. They're just fucking them. They're just fucking
them.
Still,
why you want that? Used up, baggy, mileage-ridden trim. It's like, yo, come on, man. Really? Yo, you can put a boot in it. I mean, like, really? You got mileage. I mean, ridiculous mileage. You got hip-hop mileage. You know, you got drug-infused binge mileage. You got nightclub all-nighter mileage. I mean, who wants that?
Because
who
they know
that?
That chick is going to do whatever it takes to get what she wants. So she's open right now.
All I got to say is that sometimes the rubber band don't snap back.
That's
all I'm saying.
Her pussy may not be the tightest. Her pussy may not be the tightest, but it's the loosest in more ways than one. So she's going to do whatever it is.
But who wants some baggy trim? That's what I'm saying. You dig what I'm saying?
Apparently these
that don't make no sense to me. And it's used up. You know, like, what do you have? You'd be like, yo, so was Muhammad Ali better than me? How about Shaq?
Oh, shit.
You know, what about Kurt Cobain? You know what I mean? Because they really out there, and they spread it out. They spread out to no avail. Trust me. I like Amber Rose. What's her name? Amber Rose. She can definitely get it. Amber Rose could definitely get it. But she got mileage. She broke up with her dude in 5 minutes. She spotted with everybody.
Yeah.
Working on him. You know, I mean, like, really? Mm-hmm. You just had a baby, like, and you out there twerking on every Tom, Dick, and Harry that got a record contract? You all over these guys. It didn't make any sense to me. You know, I mean, where's your self-respect? But you got to understand, you married a come-up chick. That's what she does. She's a come-up chick. She has no job. She has no skill set.
She went from Kanye to Wiz Khalifa. What is that?
It's a come-up. Kanye ain't wonder. Where's she going to go? She had nowhere to go. She was, like, homeless. It's like, yo, listen, I don't want to end up back in the project, so fuck it. I'll just live in a townhouse. All right?
Yeah.
So that's what happened to her. You know what I'm saying? So, but she's still trying to stay relevant as long as she's putting that work. She's going to the gym. She's going to learn how to read next year, I heard. And, you know, she might land her something proper. You know, so you never know who's next. You know, who's next? She's up for grabs. You know, and they're saying there's trouble in Tinseltown with Kanye and Kim. Like, you know, Kim and Kanye's about to break up. He's not even sleeping in the same bed with her, according to TMZ.
Wow, that's nonsense. I don't believe that.
What I don't get is, first of all, if Kim Kardashian was my squeeze, I would definitely thrash that. I'd give it a good thrashing every day. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
After a good teeth brushing, it's good thrashing that comes behind that. And, you know, for Kanye to not, you know, Kanye's a questionable dude anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Kanye's a gay guy, but he's definitely a questionable guy. Something about Kanye ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Something about him, you know, kind of like,
Something smells fishy in Denmark.
Those fits like Leroy from Fame, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, no disrespect, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, something about you is kind of bugged out. You know, that's just my opinion. But I'm sure the world looks at him the same way. Exactly.
He got issues,
you know?
For sure.
And the world's been exposed to his issues. But see, now, when you're looking at celebrity men and women relationships, when you're looking at men, these dudes are just as twisted as the women.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And most, listen, eight times out of ten in the music industry, it's a woman chasing after a man's pockets. Now, there's been known Mitches that have been out there doing that. I can give you two. Kevin Federline and Eric Benet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are sack chasers right there. Them two dudes are sack chasers. Eric Benet tried. He actually finagled something out of the deal. You know, he gets a little, you know, spot check on the Real House Husbands or whatever the thing with Kevin Hart. He pops up every now and again. But Kevin Federline, I don't know. I think he's just kicking back and just, you know, loving that whatever check he got from Britney Spears and working it out. And you know, she probably paid him in ham sandwiches because the dude is big as a house. He's huge. And they, you know, he tried to get a little run off of, and this is, once again, this is off the back of his working wife, Britney Spears. You know, this guy did the reality show on the Get Fit show because he was really, really ballooned out of weight. And then he lost the weight.
Celebrity Fit Club or some shit, right?
Yeah, something like that. And it worked. He lost the weight and gained it right the fuck back. You know, he did. It wasn't meant to be, pal. It wasn't meant to be. You know, the moral of the story is you're never going to look like you did when you were 21. But God damn, don't get married in a piano case.
Let me ask you a question. You got all these celebrity, like actresses, right? Who they go from dude to dude to dude, celebrity, actor, musician. But then there's just like the video hoe who goes from dude to dude to dude. What's the difference between the two?
The actress actually has a job.
But she's still
smashing
20 different
employed.
Dudes. But she's still fucking all these dudes.
She's a hoe with a job as opposed to an unemployed hoe. That's looking for
a
come up and just bouncing off of checks from other people. It depends. I mean, is she in a relationship and doing this hoeing, or is this just her thing where she just goes around
bouncing
and
from relationship to relationship, like lasting?
Well, that's not hoeing. That's confusion.
6 months.
That's a difference. It's confusion. That means you just don't have any. You know, you're not grounded. You know what I mean? You need to find something that works for you and stop throwing it out there so much. Why don't you take them up
about
a little lunch before you have
the same
sex with
thing? Them? And what about the man who does the same thing?
What, jumping from relationship to relationship? It's the same difference. What, you think George Clooney is like the super bachelor? No, he's a whore. He's a fucking whore. George Clooney's a whore,
Thank
man. Go
you.
And get your mind right. These ones are like, oh, he's a bachelor. Hey, listen, but I'll tell you one thing about George Clooney. He's not twerking on nobody. He's not tricking. He's not tricking. And he's out
now.
Of the spotlight with it. Well, right now he's a married man.
Yeah.
But
now
he's out of the spotlight.
Man.
You Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he respects the game. He's been whoring long enough to understand and appreciate a good woman. So shout out to George Clooney. He got a situation. He matured into, you know, he waited till it was his time to do it, which is dope. Uh-huh. I don't care if he was 50, 60 years old.
He was trying to be the Warren Beatty of our generation.
Listen, I think that's just how they painted it. You know, media likes to fantasize and dramatize situations, and they did that with George Clooney. I think he was just getting some pussy a lot, and he didn't want to be committed, which is cool. He has
sure,
a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's a handsome dude. Why not? Absolutely.
There you go. I don't think there was many chicks that was telling him no. From back in the 80s, he was getting pussy. I mean, this guy's been putting in work. Can you dig it?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He's been putting in work for a minute.
Exactly.
You know, and he's still looking. Yep. He's still looking good. Nicolas Cage looking bugged out right now. He looks like a mad scientist. He looking bad.
Yeah. He look crazy.
Yeah, he looking bad right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a good look, this Nicolas Cage guy. I'm kind of worried about him. He's looking bugged out. You know what I mean? He's looking bugged out. But you know, as far as Hollywood goes, I mean, it's not. I know what you're trying to say. Like you know, it's not a double standard. In my opinion, although to the world's eye, there is a double standard. But it is what it is, man. If you're out there and you're laying it quite flat down for tons of people, then they have a terminology for that. That is a whore or a hoe. You can take it, you know, as you like. Basically, it's a unisex phrase, so you can feel free to say it to your man friends or your lady friends. 40 people, whore, hoe. You know, the hoe is just shorter. You know, it saves you a lot of breathing space in case you want to follow it up with, like, ho, motherfucker, or some extra shit behind that.
But
a double standard.
But most of the time, if it's a woman doing it, then she's a hoe or a slut. If a man's doing the same thing, he a player. He a pimp. He's a man. So it just makes it sound...
But let me tell you something. First of all, women look at other women that grab up a dude that's successful, got bread, and she's smashing him as a come-up. They don't call her no hoe.
Mm.
They don't call her a hoe. I'm talking about women. I'm talking about what men, what we call a woman that's just a sack chaser. I call her, you know, I would call her a hoe. I wouldn't call her to her face because she might be a boxer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I mean, I would definitely say, you know that, yeah, that's a whole move. That's a whole move, definitely. I mean, if you don't have your own and you're trying to, you know, felch off of somebody else, you know, that's definitely a whole move. And when men do it, it's the same thing. It's frowned upon, but apparently now that's a actual job.
It is.
That goes on people's resume. I'm a video whore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what do they call it now? I'm a
video
dancer. A video model.
Video
I'm a video model. You know? Or, matter of fact, this is the one that gets me. I'm an Instagram model. What the fuck is that? Yes.
Instagram model.
Like, that's like some shit. You can put that on a resume right now. I'm an Instagram. Instagram model.
Instagram.
Really?
Model.
You professional. You professionally take selfies and shit. Like, really? Crazy,
okay,
man.
Well, so am I, then. I can put that on my resume.
There you go. Why not? Definitely. You know? So that's crazy. I mean, but, you know, what can you do? I mean, the world is the way it is, man. And you know, but I do see there's more of a balance now than there has been in the past as far as the way we look at women and the way, you know, men are looked at and perceived in the game right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, like, well, we haven't crossed that bridge completely yet, but we're halfway there. And you got to think about it. There's only been one guy that's in film right now that was actually a shake dancer. There's tons of women that was shake dancers that translated that into, probably that into film.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me who that young man is that was a shake dancer?
I can't remember his damn name. That cute little white boy in Magic Mike or whatever it's called, right? I can't remember his name.
The guy from 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, Magic Mike in the stripper movie. Chandler something, Chauncey. What the hell's his damn name?
Channing Tatum,
thank you.
Right. He was a shake dancer. Actually, isn't he gay?
No, he's not gay. he's married.
Was he bisexual or something?
No. Mm-mm.
You sure about that? No, he's gay.
No, he's married. He's gay.
No, he's pretty gay. Well, he married a gay guy.
No, he's married to a woman.
He married to a woman?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he's not gay. He looks gay. You know, I think men shake dancers are pretty gay anyway. I think that's the gayest profession a man can do. You know, I really do. Except for, like, you know, condom safety testers. You know, I think
get
that's pretty gay.
Get a lot of pussy that way, though.
Being gay?
Pussy that way. Being a stripper.
Yeah, but the quality of woman you get. You see those thirsty, big, barroom, brawling, moo-moo wearing, cookie dough roller having, steak pan frying holding monstrosities that go to strip clubs, those animals in the front row, and they always be like some 100-pound gorilla chick that wants to get picked up by a stripper. Crazy. I've seen it done. I ain't gonna front. I give these male strippers props because I've seen a male stripper pick up a 500-pound woman in a chair. He picked her and the fucking chair up.
Yep.
And
I do not
weigh
500 pounds.
I thought one of the testicles was going to explode. That was insane to me.
I don't weigh 500 pounds, but that has happened to me. I was picked
That's
up
impressive.
Last stripper in a chair.
I'd be goddamn if I'm picking up some big old girl. And the chair she's sitting in? That's more than a dollar. You have to give that man more than a dollar. That's a paycheck right there. Can you dig it?
You
don't know.
Exploding testicles and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Pop! My joints would have just popped as soon as I lift up. Testicles on the wall. Yeah, it would have been done. You know what I'm saying? Balls gone. Balls to the wall. It exploded. It would have been gone. I'd have been testicle left.
What I don't understand about the whole male stripper thing is, right, so they get these chicks on stage with them, and they basically, they act like they're going down on them. So they don't know these chicks. They don't know where they've been. They don't know. They're sticking their nose dead up inside their pussy, finding through the pants, but it's dead up inside their pussy. How the fuck
what
you do that to some chick you don't know?
Face.
What if their pussy stink? They wash.
What if she got
out?
The runs? What if she has, like, violent Hershey squirts?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And she sneezes. She goes, oh! You know what I'm saying? Right in his grill piece. How do you recover from that?
How do you do that? How do you do that? That's just
listen,
that's just nasty.
How do you
it
do
is,
that?
It is what
irritable
it is. I mean, listen, that's why I say, to be a male stripper, goddamn, you got to take your hat off to these guys. You know, it makes you wonder, though, why most of them dudes be gay. Probably because they see so much horrific stories of bras at the strip clubs. Like,
probably
mom,
true.
Is that you? You know, it'll ruin a guy's whole
so
thing,
shit.
You know? Yeah, it'll ruin a guy's perspective and shit. And these first of all, check this out. You know, a lot of guys, you know, are under the impression that, you know, when girls go to strip clubs, they be wilding out a little bit. No, they go ham. I mean,
they go
ham, bruh. They giving strippers slurpees.
Fuck ham.
Top.
They go pig. They go full
Thank
pig.
Thank you. Straight oink oink. Yo, these chicks go berserk. Go berserk.
Uh-huh.
Trust me. By the time that dude finishes show, his joint got mileage on it. You know what I'm saying? All types of weird liquids dripping off it. These chicks go crazy in strip clubs. That's why I don't, you know, that's why I understand, like, how could you knowingly know that your girl got a bridal shower coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the bridal showers, you know your wife, you know she got rammed out. You know that stripper laid it down quite flat. It is tradition. Your wife is going to get laid the fuck out. Them strippers will dig her brains out. Real talk. And their focal point is your wife. It ain't just to spread it out all over the room. Like, oh, that's the wife. Let's put on a show for her. Nah. They're there to fuck your wife before
and
you get
her. And the fucked up shit is that her friends are paying them for it.
Yes. They pay for some dude
for
with a six-pack and a big
to dig your wife
to
out.
Bang your bitch out all night long and then send her home to you to get ready for the wedding. That's some bullshit right there.
Yep.
That's some real bullshit.
And
you know what I mean?
I've seen that happen.
Can you dig it? And I've seen girls that be like, you know what, listen, I'm not really trying to do that. I'm good. Let's just go out and have a good time. I can respect that gangster. See, I'm not with the strip thing either because I don't like throwing my money away, you know what I'm saying, especially throwing my money away on a woman that I ain't involved with, you know what I'm saying, nor did I know. Like, just throwing it away, that's
crazy.
Yeah,
and I honestly, I don't want some stranger, like slapping his balls in my face while I'm sitting in a chair. Like, if I want balls in my face, I'm going to go see my man. He can put his balls in my face all he wants. I don't need to pay somebody for it.
Really? You into that? Like, balls in your face? Is that what you're... No, I'm just curious.
Listen,
like, me personally, I don't think my balls should be out of any sexual equation. I don't like my balls tampered with personally. If it was Roseanne Barr,
you probably haven't had them tampered with correctly. Listen to the request. If I'm going down on somebody, then his balls are going to be in my face. They go and be in my face,
well,
one way or another.
How far down you going?
As far as he want me to.
Well, he's giving you a tonsil massage at this point. Okay, no problem. Okay, I understand that. No, I understand that. Okay, that's how it works. Okay, that's good. No, you know, I need to know these things. I need to know these things. And thank you, Shay, on your openness, on your fuckery that goes on in your personal life. I appreciate you sharing that with us. You know?
It's, you know.
That's great. It's
the
real.
The Boondocks, you know. It's real, exactly.
No doubt. No doubt. See, now, I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you're a block away. You know what I mean? So I can figure you out a little bit. I can figure you out a little bit, so I understand. You know? But
right.
There still is that gap. We still have to bridge that gap, party people. But let's keep it funky. We got 3 minutes in, and we're going to take it out with some tunes. Can you dig?
Oh,
so,
for real?
Yeah, I know. Time
it's
flies
so
when you're talking about sex, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just like that. And that's the way it is, you dig? So, you know, we're going to take it out real quick with one of my favorite samples. I've played it before, Party People, but I'm going to play it again because I like it. You dig? It's called 7 Minutes of Funk. But it's been sampled by some of the greats. Actually, when you hear it, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Can you dig it? But let's ride out with us. Ride out with us. Just parlay for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Get the tune in your ear so you know what the cop, because DJ No Request said so. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Party People, we're going to holler at you. We're going to cross that gap. We're halfway there. Can you dig it? So, we're going to actually figure this shit out, Party People, together. And
we're
figure out,
revisit,
you know,
this
what the hell is up with these women.
Mm.
Well,
and these men.
Well, we ain't from Mars, I'll tell you that much. So, y'all going to have to figure that one out. Have a good night, Party People. We're going to chop it
night
up with
y'all.
You later.
Later, y'all.